Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, Omar Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omar Rab Yonason, Shloisho Shalu Shaloi Kehoigen, Leshnaim Heishivu Kehoigen, Le'echod Heishivu Shaloi Kehoigen. Ve'eluhen, Eliezer Eved Avrom V'Shaul Ben Kish V'Yiftach HaGilodi. Eliezer Eved Avrom Neksiv V'Hoyo HaNa'aro Asher Oymar Eileo Hatino Kadeich Yochol Afilu Chigeres Afilu Sumo Heshivu Kohoigen V'Nizdam Noloi Rivko. Shaul Ben Kish Neksiv V'Hoyo HaIsh Asher Yakenu Yashrenu Amelech, Oisher Godel, Vesbito Yitin Loi, Yohoi Lafilu Eved, Afilu Mamzer, Heshivoi Kehoigen, Venizdamen Loi David. The Gemara says that Eliezer Eved Avrom and also Shaul Amelech were both Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen. Eliezer was Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen when he said, V'hoyo ha'na'aro asher oymar eileo hatino kadeich u'shesei v'eshtei, and she answered v'gam l'gmalecho eshke, she is the girl who is fitting for Yitzchok. Says the Gemara, that was a she'elo shaloi kehoigin. Why? Because maybe the girl would have been a sumo or a chigeres. The same thing says the Gemara, that Shaul HaMelech also was Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen when he said that whoever will kill Goliath, I'll give him my daughter for a wife. Says the Gemara, that was also She'ilo Shaloi Kehoigen, because maybe the person that will kill Goliath will be a Eved or a Mamzer. Tosfos here in Dibur HaMatchil Yochol Afilu Chigeres asks a very interesting kasha. How come the Gemara does not say by Eliezer Eved Avrom that he was Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen, because maybe the Na'aro that would say V'gam L'gmalecha Eshke would be a Shifcha or a Mamzeres? Just like the Gemara says that Shaul was Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen, because maybe the person that would kill Goliath would be a Eved or a Mamzer. Answers Tosfos in the name of Rashi, and I quote the Loshna Tosfos. V'omar Rashi, Mishum de Gabe Eliezer, Loi Shayach Adain Mamzeres, Deho Loi Nitno Toiro. Says Tosfos in the name of Rashi, that Le Gabe Eliezer, it's not Shayach the Tam, that maybe the girl would be a Mamzeres or a Shivcha, because that story with Eliezer occurred before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, there was no Isser to marry a Mamzeres. Comes the Maharatz Chayus and asks a very strong kasha on Rashi. We find in the Gemara in Yumo, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, and in the Gemara in Kiddushin Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that the Ovois were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. And if the Ovos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, say they were also Makpid not to get married with a Mamzeres. Therefore, the Kasha of Tosis remains, that the Gemara could have said that Eliezer Eved Avrom was Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen, because maybe the girl that would say V'gam L'gamalecha Ashke would have been a Shifcha or a Mamzeres. Comes the Maratz Chiyus and says a tremendous chiddush, that even though the Ovois were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, but what's noigea to Isur Arayis, which are Osur for a Yisroel and a Mutter for a Ben Noyach, the Ovois were not Makpid, and brings the Maratz Chiyus Araya that we see that Yaakov Avinu got married with two sisters, even though it alpidin Torah, it's Osir. The same thing we find by Amram, that got married with Yocheved, his aunt. even though that also al pi din Torah, that's osur. So we see that whatever is mutar al pi din ben noyach, the others were not makpid le'inyan the isur of arayas. Therefore, even if the girl that would have said v'gam legmalecha eshke would have been a shifcha or a mamzeres, Yitzchok would have married her because the others were not makpid legabe isur arayas. That's the teretz of the Maratz Chiyus. Comes this day chemed in chelek aleph ma'areches aleph ois kuf pei vov, and says he could not understand how the Maratz Chiyus could say such a thing. How could it be that the Oveis HaKadoshim were mekayim kol ha'Torah kulo and not be makpid in the Isur HaRayis, which is hein hein gufi ha'Torah? Also says this the Chemed that we see in the Ramban mefurish, not like the Maratz Chiyus. We see in the Ramban in Bereishis Perek Chovov Posuk Hei that the Ramban also asks, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu got married with two sisters? We know that al pidin Torah, that's Osir, answers the Ramban that what the Ovos HaKadoshim were mekayim kol haTorah kulo, that was only in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, the Ovos were not makpid to be mekayim kol haTorah kulo. Says this the Chemed, we see clearly from the Ramban that the Ramban says that there's no distinction between the Isur Arayas than other Isurim of the Torah. And just like the Ovos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, they were also Mekayim the Isur of Arayas. Just, says the Ramban, that they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo only in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz they were not Makpid. I have only one small kasha on this Ramban that we find in the Torah in Parshas Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu says Im Lavon Garti, and Chazal Darshan, as Rashi says, V'taryag Mitzvois Shomarti. So we see L'chayra that Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo even in Chutz La'aretz. Al Kol Ponim, we'll go back to the Stei Chemed. The Stei Chemed says that from the Ramban we see clearly, not like the Teretz of the Maratz Chiyus. Another Raya brings the Stei Chemed that we find in the Gdoile Achroinim that say another Teretz on the Kasha, that how could it be that Yaakov Avinu married two wives? We find in the Parshas Drochem of the Mishneh Lemelech in Drush Aleph, and also in Chuvis Radvaz, Chelek Beis Simen Tof Reish Tzadik Vov, and also in the Marsho in Yumo Daf Chof Ches Omud Beis, that all these great Achroinim say a very, very interesting teretz on the kasha, that Yaakov Avinu was Megayer Rochel and Leo, and we know the concept that Gershon is Gayer Ketinoik Shenoilad Domi. Therefore, since Rochel and Leo were misgayer, so they have no kurva between themselves, and it's not considered that he married two sisters. And even though we find a sheet in the Gemara that it's still osur midrabbonon, but that whole isur is only if they're achayois min ho'eim. But Yaakov Avinu knew that Rochel and Leo are achayois min ho'av, therefore even midrabbonon, there is no Isser. That's the teretz of these great Achroinim that we mentioned. Says the Stei Chemed that we see from all of these Achroinim that they held not like the Maratz Chayos, that the Ovos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, including Isurei Arayas. I would just like to mention another Marem Mokoim. Legabi the Shaila that we mentioned, how come Yaakov Avinu got married with two sisters? So we find an interesting teretz in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, Perek of Aleph, and also according to the teretz of the Nefesh HaChaim, comes out that we see clearly not like the teretz of the Maratz Chayus. So if we see in all the Achroinim we have mentioned, and also in the Ramban, that the Ovos were Mekayim even before Matan Torah, the Isuri Arayis, so comes back the Kashe of the Maratz Chayus. What's Pshat and Tosfos? What does Tosfos mean in the name of Rashi? That since the story with Eliezer Eved Avram was Koidim Matan Torah, therefore there wouldn't be any problem if the Naira, which would say V'gamel Gamalecha Eshke, she would be a Shifcha or a Mamzeres. And that's very difficult to understand, as we mentioned that the Ovois were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even Isuri Arayis. Therefore, the Kasha comes back. So the truth is that we find in the Marasha here, in our Sugya, that the Marasha says that Eino Hanami, according to what we find in the Gemara in Yuma, that the Ovois were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Sayyidina Hanami, the Gemara Taka could have said the reason by Eliezer that he was Shoyal Shaloi Kohoigen, because maybe the Nairo that would say V'gamle Gamalecha Eshke, she would be a Shivcha or a Mamzeres. We see from the Marasha that he learned that Eino Hanami, the Gemara could have said so, but the Gemara did not want to go into the Noise, into the subject of that the Ovis were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo before Matan Torah. This explanation of the Marasha L'Choyre is a doichak. I saw in a sefer called Iyei Hayam al Agodos Hashas, which was printed 150 years ago, that there he writes that L'Choyre, Pshat and Tosfos is completely different. Tosfos does not mean to say that since the story with Eliezer Eved Avram was Koidem Matan Torah, and before Matan Torah, there's no Iser to marry a Mamzeres. That's not what Tosfos in the name of Rashi means to say. What Tosfos in the name of Rashi means to say is that before Matan Torah, there was no Musag of Mamzer, which means that even if a Ben Noyach is Mizana with the Eishes Ish, so even though he was over Isur Arayis, Midin Ben Noyach, but the Vlad is not a Mamzer. There's no Heftze of Mamzerus Koidem Matan Torah. Therefore, since there's no Heftze of Mamzerus Koidem Matan Torah, then it's not Shaykh to say that the Ovis would be Machmir not to marry a Mamzeres, because she does not have a Shem Mamzeres. Masha'en Kein La'achar Matan Torah, that there's a heft of Mamzeres, therefore it's usur to get married with a Mamzeres. But Koidem Matan Torah, that there was no Musag of Mamzeres, there was no heft of a Psul Mamzeres, then it's not Shaykh to say that since the Ovois were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, it would be usur for them to marry a Mamzeres because she's not a Mamzeres. Therefore comes out that even if the Nairo that would say V'gamli G'malecho Ashke, she would be from Isur Arayis of Eishes Ish of a Ben Noyach, in spite of that, there's no reason for the Ovis not to marry such a Nairo, since she does not have a shame or Heftze of Mamzeres. That's the explanation of the Sefer Iyei Hayom. La'anius Daiti, we find a similar chiddush to this chiddush of the Iyei Hayom. The Mefarshim ask, if Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, so why did he wait for Hashem to command him to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Milo? He should have been Mekayim the mitzvah of Milo before the Tzivui Hashem, just like he was Mekayim the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah before Tzivui Hashem. So there are many terutzim on this kasha, but it's famous in the name of the Brisker Rav that he answered that before Hashem was mitzave Avram Avinu to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mile, it wasn't shayach to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mile, because before the Tzivui Hashem, then there was no heftze of Orla, there was no such thing in the Bria which is called the Orla. The Orla was called Bosar and not Orla. Therefore, if Avram Avinu would have done the Mile before Tzivui Hashem, he wouldn't have been Mekayim any mitzvah, because it does not have a Shem Orla. That's very similar to the Teretz of the Iyayom, that since before Matan Torah there was no Heftze of Mamzer, therefore it's not Shaykh to be Machmir not to marry a Nairo which came from Isur Arayis. We find in Chuvas Marasham, Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Chof Hei, an interesting tshuva which has to do with our sugya. There was a maise with a man who got engaged with a woman, and after the engagement, the man noticed that the woman is a chigeres, and she has a wooden leg. So the man said that the engagement was a mekach tos, and he's interested to break the engagement. On the other hand, the woman tained that before the engagement, they took a walk together and spoke to each other a long time. Therefore, said the woman, it cannot be that the man did not notice that she's a chigeres. Therefore, there's no mekach tos, and it's not kedin that he should break the shidduch. So this shaila came before the Maharsham, and the Maharsham said that it's mefurish or teisvis in our sugya. Teisvis in dibra matchil yochol afilu chigeres. Teisvis at the end asks, why does the Gemara say that Eliezer was shoyel shaloi kedin? Eliezer said that the Nairo asher oimare leho hatino kadeich, and she would offer Eliezer to drink, and also for the Gmalim, she's the Naira which is fitting for Yitzchok. So if this Naira would have been a Chigeres, Eliezer would have never asked her anything, would have never asked her to give him to drink. So why does the Gemara say that Eliezer was Shoyel Shaloi Kehoigen? Answers Tosfos that Pe'emes it could have been that the Naira was a Chigeres, just she had a wooden leg, and Eliezer would not notice that she's a chigeres because the wooden leg that she had. Therefore, Eliezer was shoyel shaloi kehoigin. Says the Maharsham, we see from Tosfos that a person could see a woman which is a chigeres, but since she has a wooden leg, he could not notice that she's a chigeres. Therefore, says the Maharsham, that the taina of the man that he did not notice, in spite of the fact that he walked with the woman and spoke to her a few hours, he did not notice that she's a chigeres. Therefore, his taina that it's a mekach tos is a correct taina. We will continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yiftach was shoyel shaloi kehoigen, and I quote the Loshna Gemara, Yiftach agilodi d'chsiv v'hoyo hayoitzei asher yeitzei midalzei beisi v'goymer yochoil afilu dover tomei heshivoi shaloi kehoigen nizdam noloi bitoi. In order to understand this Gemara, we must explain first what exactly was the neder of Yiftach HaGilodi. And only then we'll be able to understand what does the Gemara mean that Heshivoi Shaloi Kehoigen. So we'll start with the Pasuk in the Novi, Shoiftim Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed. And I quote the Loshon of the Pasuk. Vayidar Yiftach neder LaHashem Vayoymar. Im nosoin titein es bnei amoin biyodi, vehoyo hayoitze asher yeitze midalse beisi likrosi beshuvi vesholoi mi bnei amoin, vehoyo lashem vehalisiu oilo. Says the Radak that we have here a big machloikes, what exactly was the neder of Yiftach. On one hand, we find in Chazal and in the Medrash at the end of Parshas Bechukosai that the neder was kipshutoi, which means that Yiftach HaGilodi made a neder that whoever would come out from his house, he would be makriv him for a korban oilo kipshutoi, even a man or a woman. And that's be'emes what Yiftach did. He shechted his daughter for a korban oilo l'Hashem. And that's pshat, that heshivoi sheloi kohigen, that Hashem purposely made his daughter go out in order that at the end he would shecht his daughter for a korban oilo. On the other hand, says the Radak in the name of the Ibn Ezra, that the neder of Yiftach is not kipshutoi, and explains the Ibn Ezra that the neder had two parts. The first part of the neder was v'hoyo l'Hashem. The second part of the neder was v'halisiu oilo, and explains the Ibn Ezra that the vav of v'halisiu oilo is as if it says in the pasuk oy ha'alisiu oilo, which means that there are two parts here in the neder. And explains the Ibn Ezra that the first part of the neder was that if what would come out of the house would be something which is not roi for a korban, for example, a man or a woman, then he would be v'hoyo l'Hashem, which means that he would be mushal l'avoidas Hashem and be porush midarkei ha'olam, to be oimed and meshores l'Hashem b'tfile v'hoidoye. The second part of the neder of Yiftach was that if what would come out of the house would be roi for a korban, then v'ha'alisiu oilo, he would be makrivit for a korban oilo. As we know that the daughter of Yiftach came out of the house, and therefore Yiftach was mekayim his neder, and he was mafrish his daughter, and she also had to be misboided in a far place from the city, and since she was mufrash l'avoidas Hashem, she could not get married. That's the pshat of the Ibn Ezra. According to the Ibn Ezra comes out that pshat in the Gemara that heshivoi sheloi kohigen means that Yiftach HaGilodi Hashem made that his daughter should come out of the house in order that she shouldn't be able to get married, since the nether was that she would be mufrash l'avoidas Hashem. That's the pshat in the Gemara according to the Ibn Ezra. Comes the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bechukosai, in Perek Chof Zayin, Posuk Choftes, and brings this pshat of the Ibn Ezra, and he says that the pshat of the Ibn Ezra is incorrect, and he asks two strong kashas on the Ibn Ezra. The first kasha is that how could it be that if someone is mufrash l'avoidas Hashem, then he cannot get married? We know that Shmuel Anovi, Chana, his mother, was mafrishim also l'avoidas Hashem, and Shmuel Anovi got married and he had children. So how could it be that if Yiftach HaGilodi was mafrish his daughter l'avoidas Hashem, she could not get married? Another kasha asks the Ramban that we find at the end of the perek, in the Novi Shoiftim, perek Yud Alef, that the friends of the daughter of Yiftach used to be mekoinen 4 days a year in behalf of what happened to the daughter of Yiftach. Says the Ramban, if the neder of Yiftach was that she should be mushal and mufrash l'avoidas Hashem, why is that a reason to be mekoinen? Therefore, says the Ramban, we must say, like we see in the Medrash, that the neder of Yiftach was kipshutoi, that whoever will come out of the house, he would be makriv him for a korban oilo kipshutoi, and Einochanami, Yiftach shechted his daughter for a korban oilo. The only big question that we have, how could Yiftach make such a mistake? Says the Ramban that the mistake of Yiftach was that he did not learn the right pshat in the posuk. The posuk says in Vayikra Chof Zayin, Posuk Choftes, and I quote the Lashon HaPosuk. Kol cheirem asher yochram mino odom, lo yipode, mois yumas. Says the Ramban that the Torah here teaches us that there are two types of charomim. There is one cheirem, which a person could be machrim, his beheme, his avodim, which means avodim knainim, or anything else that he owns. And that cheirem goes to the kohanim. And that's pshat in the posuk, lo yipode. This cheirem has no pidyon and it goes to the kohanim. But there's another cheirem here that the Torah teaches us. And that is mois yumas, which means that b'shas milchomo, when Am Yisrael makes a milchomo with the goyim, with any enemy, then Am Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, or the Melech, have a koyach to be machrim the enemy, which means that they make a cherem upon the enemy, and the enemy becomes osur ba'anoe and is chayev mise. As we find in Bamidbar, Perek Chof Aleph, Posuk Beis, that the Posuk says, Im nosoin titen es ha'om hazeh biyodi ve'acharamti es ha'reim, explains the Ramban, that's exactly what the Torah there means to say, that if Am Yisrael would conquer the enemy, they would be muhram, which means that they would be osur ba'anoe, and they would be killed. As the Ramban says, that this type of cherem could be even by Yidden, which means that if the Sanhedrin or the Melech see that there is a tzibur of Jewish people that are oiver averis, so they have a koyach to be machrim that tzibur and to kill them. Therefore, says the Ramban, that the mistake of Yiftach HaGilodi was that Yiftach HaGilodi thought that just like we see here in the Pasuk, that the Melech has a koyach to be machrim the enemy, or to be machrim a tzibur of Jewish people that are over avera and kill them, the same thing applies that b'shas milchomo, the Melech could be machrim a person for a korban l'Hashem. And that was the mistake of Yiftach HaGilodi, since the emes is that a Melech, even b'shas milchomo, could not be machrim a person for a korban l'Hashem. We'll continue now the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Ein sheli misagshomim, ela somuch lekshomim. Says the Gemara, Svaruo, she'elo ve'azkore, chado milsehi, mantane. The Gemara thought in the Havamine that when the Mishnah says, Ein she'elim is agshomim, ela somuch lekshomim, the Loshon Ein she'elim is lavdavke, and the Mishnah is referring to Azkore, which means that the Mishnah says that we start to say Azkoras kshomim, somuch lekshomim. Asks the Gemara, Man Tane, who is this Tane that holds that we start to say Azkoras kshomim, somuch lekshomim? Omarove, Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Mish'asa Nochosoi, says Rava, that our Tane is Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, that holds that we start to say Azkoras Kshomim Mish'as Hanochosoi. Comes Rabbi Kiveigur in Gilyan Ashas and asks, why does Rava have to say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise? Why can't Rava say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah? That Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah holds that we start to say Azkoras Kishomim on Shmini Atzeres, and as the Gemara says, that Shmini Atzeres is Zman Kishomim, so that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Kiveger that Eino Chonami, we find in the Sefer HaMachria that he is Goyris in the Gemara, Omarove Rabbi Yeshuai, without the words the Omar Mishasa Nochosoi, and Eino Chonami, the Gemara is referring to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah. Those are the words of Rabbi Kiveger. Comes the Rashash and says
that we can answer the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The reason why Rove must say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise that says Mishas HaNechosoy is because we have mentioned already in the Shir on Daf Gimel that we have a machloikes between Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise and Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah. And the Rashash explains Lashitosoy that he holds that the machloikes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua and the Braise is that Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah holds that we start to say Azkoras Keshomim on Shachris of Shmini Atzeres, and Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise holds we start to say Azkoras Keshomim on Leil Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, says the Rashash, that Rove must say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. Why? Since the Mishnah says Ein She'alim Esakshomim Ela Somuch L'Keshomim, according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, that we start to see Azkoras Keshomim only in the morning, in Shachris of Shmini Atzeres, that's not called Somach L'Keshomim. Zman Keshomim is Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah that says that we start to see Azkoras Keshomim only in Shachris, that's not called Somach L'Keshomim. That's after already Zman Keshomim. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, that he holds that we start to say Azkoras Keshomim already by Mayriv in the beginning of Shmini Atzeres, then the Loshen Somuch L'Keshomim is proper. Therefore, Rove must say that this part of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. In the Gvuras Hari, we find the similar teretz, but the Gvuras Hari goes L'Shitosoy. The Gvuras Hari explains that the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise and Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, when he says Mish'as HaNechosoy, he's referring that we start to say Hazkoras Keshomim on the seventh day of Sukkis. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah holds that we start to say Hazkoras Keshomim on Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, says the Gvuras Hari, that the Loshon of the Mishnah Ein She'alim Esakshomim Ela Somuch L'Keshomim must be referring to the seventh day of Sukkis and not to Shmini Atzeres. Since Shmini Atzeres is Zman Keshomim, so Somuch L'Zman Keshomim must be the seventh day of Sukkis. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, that he holds that we start to say Azkoras Keshomim on Shmini Atzeres, then that's the actual time of Zman Keshomim. And we cannot call that Somuch L'Keshomim. Therefore, Rava says that we must explain this part of the Mishnah like Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise. That's the teretz of the Gvuras Hari. We find the third teretz in the Keren Oiro. The Keren Oiro says a very poshta teretz. Rava could not say that this part of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, because if so, comes out that our Tane brings twice the same Shita of Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Tana brings the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua that says, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Miyoim Tev Achron Shel Chag, and then again, on the end of the Mishnah, he brings the same Shita that Ein She'alim Esak Shomim Ela Somuch L'Keshomim. Therefore, says Rav, we must say that when the Tana says Ein She'alim Esak Shomim Ela Somuch L'Keshomim, he's referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua of the Braise, and comes out that our Tana brings us two Shitas in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, which means that we have two Tanoim that are Choylek b'Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. That's the Teretz of the Keren Oiro. We'll continue now the next Sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that we say Hazkoras Keshomim until Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Asks the Gemara Stira B'Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Ureminhu Ad Mosai She'alin Esak Shomim, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Shiyavir HaPesach. We see here the Rabbi Yehuda holds that we continue to say Azkoras Keshomim the whole Pesach. So we have a stira from this Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. The Gemara continues to explain the stira, that even though Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah is speaking l'gabei she'elas kshamim, which means that Rabbi Yehuda says that we continue to ask for Geshem the whole Pesach, but the Gemara says that it cannot be that we're mechalek between she'ela and azkore. If we're shoyle for kshamim the whole Pesach, then must be also that we're mazgir kshamim the whole Pesach. Therefore, we have a stira between this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. Comes Rav Yosef and says a teretz, and I quote the lashon of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Omar, Mai ad sheyaver haPesach, ad sheyaver shliach tzibur rishon hayoyred b'yom tov rishon shel Pesach, which means that we say as koras kshomim and we ask for geshem until the chazan finishes shachris on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. But already from Musaf and on, we stop asking for Geshem, and we stop saying Azkoras Geshomim. That's the teretz of Rav Yosef. Comes Abaye and asks, Omar le Abaye, She'elo b'Yom Tov Mi'ike? Says Abaye, how can you explain the words of Rav Yehuda when he says that Shiyavar HaPesach, that it's referring to Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? We know that in Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach and Davening, we're not Shoyel Kshomim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no Sheilas Kshomim in Davening. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to Chol HaMoed. If so, the Teretz of Rabbi Yosef is incorrect. That's the Kashe of Abaye. We find in the Tur, an Orach Chaim, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, that the Tur writes, and I quote the Loshna Tur, V'shoyalin ad tfilas hamusef shel yom tov rishon shel pesach kol zman shemazkirim geshomim. Says the Tur, until when are we shoyal for geshem? Until musef of yom tov rishon shel pesach, which means that the halacha of she'elas geshomim is like azkoras geshomim. And just like azkoras geshomim, we say until Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, so also legabei she'elas kshomim, we say until Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Comes the Bes Yosef and asks a tremendous kasha on the Tur. What's shayach to say that we're shoyel kshomim on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach until Musaf? We know that on Yom Tov we only say seven brachas in Shmone Esrei, and we do not say Birkas Boruch Oleinu. So how can the Tur say that by Mayriv on Leil Pesach and on Shachris of Pesach we're Shoyel Geshomim? Comes the Bach and the Prishe, and both say the same teretz to answer the Tur. And they say that we find in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Reish Sameches that the Shulchan Aruch says that if on Shabbos or on Yom Tov a person by mistake continued the Nusach, the weekday Nusach, which means that he started to say Ato Choinen, so the halacha is that he has to continue and finish the bracha. And the same thing applies if he continues and he reaches Boruch Aleinu, and he starts to say the bracha of Boruch Aleinu, he must finish the bracha. So say the Bach and the Prishe that that's what the Tur is coming to teach us. That if by mistake a person on Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach or on Shachris, the first day of Pesach, a person by mistake continued the Daven and said the Nusach that he says during the week, and he got up to Birkas Boruch Oleinu and he started the Brocha, so he must say V'sein Talumotor Livrocha, since it's still Zman She'elas Kshomim until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. That's the teretz of the Bach and the Prishe. Comes the Prishe and asks on himself that if so, what's Abaye's kasha in the Gemara? Abaye asks, She'ela b'yom tov mi'ike? Asks the Prishe, what's Abaye's kasha? It's shayach she'elas kshomim, even on Yom Tif, if a person by mistake continued the nusach that he's used to saying the whole week, and he said Boruch Oleinu, so it's shayach she'elas kshomim on Yom Tif. So what's a bais kasha? Answers the Prisha, and he says, there's a big distinction between Abaye and the Tur. Abaye is speaking legabe the Shliach Tzibur. And legabe Shliach Tzibur, it's very, very uncommon that the Shliach Tzibur will make a mistake and continue the Nusach that we say the whole week and reach Baruch Oleinu. Because as soon as he starts to stay the Baruch of Atochoinen, the Tzibur would correct his mistake. Therefore, it's uncommon that the Shliach Tzibur should reach Baruch Aleinu. On the other hand, the Tur is speaking Legabe Tfilas Yochid. And Legabe Tfilas Yochid, it is common that a person makes a mistake and continues on Yom Tif the Tfilah that he's used to saying the whole week, and it could occur that a person would reach Baruch Aleinu. And on that, the Tur says that if he starts to say Baruch Aleinu, he must continue and say V'sein Talumoto Livrocha, since by Mayriv of Leil Rishon of Pesach and on Shachris, on the first day of Pesach, it's still Zman She'elas Geshomim. Comes the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Tzif Kotten Beis, and brings this teretz that we mentioned in the name of the Bach and the Prisha, and says that their teretz is incorrect, because Be'emes Chachomim should have been Mesaken that we stop to say Hazkoras Kshomim already from Leil Aleph of Pesach. The whole reason why Chachomim said that we stop to say Hazkoras Kshomim only by Musif of Aleph the Pesach is because we find in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Tainis that Chachomim did not want that Am Yisrael should be Agudois Agudois, since by Mayriv many people do not come to shul. So the people that won't come to shul, they would continue to say Hazkoras Geshomim, and the people in shul would stop to say Hazkoras Geshomim. Therefore Am Yisrael would be Agudois Agudois. Therefore, Chachamim u'Mesaken that we stop to say Geshem Hazkoras Geshomim only by Musaf. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only legabe Hazkoras Geshomim. But legabe She'elas Geshomim, we see that Chachamim were not choishesh for Agudes Agudes. As we see in the Gemara, that in Eretz Yisrael, we start to ask for Geshem, we start to say She'elas Geshomim on Zayin Cheshvin already by night. And we're not choishesh that the people that would not come to shul for Mayriv on Leil Zayin Cheshvin would continue to say the same bracha, and the people in shul would start saying the same Talu Moto Livrocha. We see that Chachomim were not choishesh for that. So we see that Legabe She'elas Kshomim, Chachomim were not choishesh for Agudes Agudes. And the reason is, says the Magen Avraham, since anyhow we have two minhagim in Am Yisrael, one minig in Eretz Yisrael, that we start to be shoyel geshem on Zayin Cheshvin, and in Chutz Laaretz we start much later. Therefore, since anyhow we have agudes agudes in Am Yisrael, so chachamim were not choishesh to start to say she'elas kshomim already by Mayriv. So says the Magen Avraham, since we see that legabe she'elas kshomim, chachomim were not choishesh la'agudes agudes, therefore also legabe the zman that we stop to say she'elas kshomim, also were not choishesh la'agudes agudes. Therefore comes out that already on Leil Aleph de Pesach, it's not zman she'elas kshomim anymore. Therefore says the Magen Avraham, if someone by mistake on Mayriv, Leil Aleph, the Pesach, he continued the Nusach of the davening that he's used to saying the whole week, and he got up to Baruch Oleinu, and he started to say Baruch Oleinu, he should not say V'sein Talumoto Livrocha. So it comes out that we have here a big machloikis between the Bach and the Prisha on one side, and the Magen Avraham on the other side. According to the Bach and the Prisha, if a person by mistake on Leil Aleph the Yom Tiv, on Mayriv, he continued and got up to Baruch Oleinu, and he started Baruch Oleinu, then he should say V'sein Tal U'motor Livracha. On the other hand, according to the Magen Avraham, he should not say V'sein Tal U'motor Livracha. The Bior Halacha in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Paskins like the Magen Avraham, that he should not say V'sein Tal U'motor Livracha. We'll continue now the sugya. The Gemara says, Omar Avasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Explains Rashi that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishneh, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we start to say Azkoras Kishomim on Musif, on Shmini Atzeres, and we stop to say Azkoras Kishomim on Musaf of Yom Tev Rishon Shel Pesach. We find in the Gdoile Achronim that ask a very strong kasha. We find in the Gvura Sari here in Tainis, and in the Shalmi Nedorim, on Maseches Nedorim, Daf Samech Beis, Omud Beis, and also in the Or Sameach, in Perek Yud, Mehilchois Nedorim, Alocha Yud Aleph, that they all ask a stira from our sugya to the sugya in Maseches Nedorim. We find in Maseches Nedorim, on Daf Samech Beis Omud Beis, in the Mishneh, a machloikes between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. What's the din if someone makes a neder and he says, Achi posku geshomim, that his neder should be until the Zman of Geshem ends? Rabbi Meir says that the neder is chal until Ad sheyetzei nison kuloi, divrei Rab Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad sheyaver Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says that the neder is chal until the end of Pesach, because until the end of Pesach is Zman Kshomim. But once Pesach is finished, it's already not anymore Zman Kshomim. Therefore, the neder is not chal anymore. Ask these achronim that we mentioned, that we have a stira la'alocha we paskin legabei hazkoras geshomim like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishneh, that we stop to say hazkoras geshomim on Yom Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. On the other hand, we paskin in Hilchos Nedorim in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya Simen Reish Chof like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishneh in Nedorim, that legabei Nedorim Zman Geshomim continues until the end of Pesach. So we have a stira between these two halachas. Answers the Gvura Sari that Eino Chanami legabei Zman Geshomim be'emes, the Zman Geshomim legabei Azkoras Geshomim should have been until the end of Pesach. But since the plants and seeds have no benefit anymore from rain, therefore we stop to say Azkoras Kishomim already on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. But since the emes is that, the metzias is that it's still Zman Kishomim until the end of Pesach, therefore legabei din nedorim, the neder is osir until the end of Pesach. Another teretz says the Gvura Sari, and the same thing answers the Shalmi Nedorim, and also the Or Sameach, that we find in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Tainis, that the Yerushalmi says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseire, that the reason why we stop to say Hazkoras Geshomim on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach is, and I quote the Loshna Yerushalmi, Kedei sheyeitzu amoyadois betal, mipnei shatal simen yofel le'olam, which means that Chachomim had a special inyan that Am Yisroel on the Moyadois should say Tal. And therefore, Be'emes, the whole Pesach is still Zman Kshomim. But since Chachomim wanted Am Yisroel to mention Tal in the davening on Pesach, So Chachomim were mesaken to stop to say Azkoras Kshomim already on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. But the emes is that the whole Pesach is still Zman Kshomim. Therefore, Legabe Nedorim, we go according to Loshem Bnei Odom. And since the Metzias is that Bizman Pesach, until the end of Pesach, is still Zman Kshomim, therefore the Neder is Chal until the end of Pesach. That's the teretz of these three Achroinim. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan paskind like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start to say Azkoras Kishomim on Musaf on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and we stop to say Azkoras Kishomim on Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Asks the Gemara that we find that Reb Elozer paskins like Reb Gamliel. And Reb Gamliel holds that we start to be Shoyel Geshem on Zayin B'Cheshvan. Answers the Gemara to Tirutzim. The first teretz the Gemara says that Eino Hanami Rabbi Yochanan is Choylik on Rabbi Elozer. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, we start to be Shoyel Geshem right after Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, on the first day of Isur Chag. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Elozer, we start to be Mazgir Kshomim also on Zayin Cheshven and not on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Another teretz says the Gemara, Ibo Yiseime Loi Kashie, Kan Lishoil Kan Leazkir. Be'emes, there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elozer. Rabbi Yochanan, the paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, is speaking legabe Azkoras Kishomim. In Azkoras Kishomim, we start to say on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. But Rabbi Elozer, that paskins like Rabbi Gamliel, is speaking legabe She'elas Kshomim, and legabe She'elas Kshomim, we start to be Shoyel only on Zayin Cheshvin. Comes the Gemara and asks Akasha, Ve'omar Rabbi Yochanan, be'mokim she'shoyel mazkir. Rashi explains the Kasha of the Gemara, that the Kasha of the Gemara is going according to the first teretz that we mentioned before, which means that be'emes we have a machloikes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elozer. And the Gemara asks astira b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan. On one hand, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishneh that we start to be mazkir geshem on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. And according to that comes out that she'elas kshomim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we start to say only on Isur Chag. So according to Rabbi Yehuda comes out that we start to say Azkoras Kishomim before we start to ask She'elas Kishomim. Azkoras Kishomim we start on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and She'elas Kishomim we start only on Isur Chag. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan said Bemokim She'shoyel Mazkir, which means that we start to say Azkoras Kishomim the same day that we start to be Shoyel Geshem. That's the stira that the Gemara asks b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara, Hahu lehafsoka itmar. Explains Rashi that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that din azkoras kishomim and din she'ilas kishomim are both on the same zman, that speaking not legabei hatcholas hazkoras kishomim and hatcholas she'ilas kishomim, that speaking le'inyan hafsoka, which means that Rabbi Yochanan said that just like we stop to say She'elas Kshomim on Erev Pesach, also we stop to say Azkoras Kshomim on Erev Pesach. That's how Rashi explains the teretz of the Gemara. Comes Rabbi Kiveiger and the Keren Oiro and ask a tremendous kasha on Rashi. How can Rashi say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we stop to say Azkoras Kishomim on Erev Pesach? We find in the Mishneh that Rabbi Yehuda says clearly that we stop to say Azkoras Kishomim only on Musaf on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. And Rabbi Yochanan, that paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, comes out that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we stop to say Azkoras Kishomim only on Musaf on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. So how could Rashi explain in the terrace of the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we stopped to say Asgoras Kishomim the same time that we stopped to say She'ilas Kishomim, which is on Erev Pesach? That's the tremendous kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Keren Oiro. Comes the Rashash and answers the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Keren Oiro, and says the Rashash that what Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishneh is only legabei tchilas zman hazkoras kishomim, that we start to say hazkoras kishomim on Musaf of Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. But legabei afsoke, that Rabbi Yochanan does not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishneh, and Rabbi Yochanan paskins that we stop to say hazkoras kishomim already on Erev Pesach, the same time that we stop to say She'ilas Kshomim. That's the teretz of the Rashash. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Keren Oira did not want to answer like the Rashash, because since Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda also legabei afsoke, that we stop to say Hazkoras Kshomim only on Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Come Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Keren Oira and say that lulei divrei Rashi, we can explain the sugya in a different way. That when the Gemara asked the kasha, v'ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan b'mokim sheshoyel mazkir, the Gemara's kasha is going according to the Ibo Yiseime. As we mentioned, the Gemara answered, Ibo Yiseime loy kashye kan lishol kan lehazkir, which means that there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking legabe Hazkoras Kishomim, and Hazkoras Kishomim we start to say on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag by Musaf. On the other hand, Rabbi Gamliel is speaking legabe She'ilas Kishomim, and She'ilas Kishomim we start to say on Zayin B'cheshvin. Comes the Gemara and asks, V'ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan b'mokem she'shoyel mazkir, which means that how can you say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hazkoras Kishomim we start to say on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and She'ilas Kishomim we start to ask on Zayin B'cheshvin? We see that Rabbi Yochanan says that Zman Hazkoras Kishomim and Zman She'ilas Kishomim is on the same day. Therefore, it says the Gemara that we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, since he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishneh, that we start to say Hazkoras Kishomim on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, so it must be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we start to be Shoyel Geshem on Isur Chag. The first chance that we have to start to say She'ilas Kishomim is Moitzoy Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. And explain Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Keren Oira that that's called Zman Echod. Even though we do not start to be Shoyel Geshem on Musaf on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, but the reason why we do not start to ask to be Shoyel Geshem is because on Yom Tov we don't have Birkas Baruch Aleinu. The first chance that we start to say Baruch Aleinu is on Moitzoy Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Therefore, that's called Zman Echod, which means Hazkoras Kishomim on Musaf on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag and She'ilas Kishomim on Moitzoy Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag is called Zman Echod. Answers the Gemara, Hahu lehafsoke itmar, which means that le'inyan tchilas zman Hazkoras Kishomim and tchilas zman She'ilas Kishomim einochanami, they're not on the same time. The tchilas zman of Hazkoras Kishomim is on Musaf Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and tchilas zman She'ilas Kishomim is on Zayin Cheshvin. What Rabbi Yochanan said, that Zman Hazkoras Kishomim and Zman She'ilas Kishomim is the same time, he was referring legabe afsoke, which means that we stop to be Shoyel Geshem on Erev Pesach and we stop to say Hazkoras Kishomim on Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and that's called the same time, Zman Echod. Why? Because Be'emes, if it was Shayech to say Birkas Baruch Aleinu on Yom Tov, then we would stop to say she'ilas kshamim only on musif of Yom Tov Rishon shel Pesach. Therefore, say Rabbi Kiveger and the Keren Oira that that's called Zman Echod, even though b'metzias we stop to say she'ilas kshamim on Erev Pesach, and we stop to say Azkaras kshamim only on musif on Yom Tov Rishon shel Pesach. That's the explanation in the Gemara according to Rabbi Kiveger and the Keren Oira. Rashi did not want to learn Pshat in the Gemara like Rabbi Kiveger and the Keren Oira, because Rashi learned that when Rabbi Yochanan said that Zman Hazkoras Kishomim and Zman She'ilas Kishomim are on the same time Mamish, Rashi learned Kepshutoi that it must be on the same day Mamish. And even though that the reason why we cannot start to say She'ilas Kshomim on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag is because on Yom Tov we do not say Birkas Baruch Aleinu, and therefore we have to be doiche the Zman She'ilas Kshomim to Moitzoye Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. In spite of that, holds Rashi that since B'metzias we do not start to say Azkoras Kshomim the same day that we start to say She'ilas Kshomim, that's not called Zman Echod, and that could not be Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, Rashi learns Pshat in the Sugya different than Rabbi Kiveger and the Keren Oira.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.